Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Hey, welcome to Free Talk Live. Phones are open here. If you want to join us tonight, it's Ian
and Matt.
The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Phones are open. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. We've got all kinds of stuff in the news to talk about. You wanted to talk about, Matt, and we'll get to this at some point, Peter Schiff and his son. First of all, we'll get into who Peter Schiff is and, you know, who his son is and what all that's all about, because there's apparently memes being passed around the internet about him. And
just blowing up.
We'll talk about that. But also something that blew up recently, I guess, was Donald Trump's new website. I don't know if you heard about this, but I spotted the news late last night that apparently Donald Trump has announced a social media website of his own.
Yeah, it'll probably blow up, and then it'll probably blow up.
Well, it hadn't even officially opened yet, and already it got hacked, apparently. And we can talk about that coming up here. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160. But this is something that, you know, and I'm not a huge, you know, I'm not a Trump fan or anything like that. I think he's the most entertaining president.
I miss the memes really bad.
I do miss the Trump mean tweets, as they call them. I did enjoy some of those.
It was the best.
So as far as the entertainment factor is concerned, he was the most entertaining president of my life.
You know, the United States is over because that was peak politics right there. It's just down the tubes.
Yeah, I wish it would have ended during Trump. I wish he would have been the last president. But
call it right there.
It didn't happen that way. But you know, I don't care for his policies. I don't care for any president's policy. Nope. I'm not in favor of the Democrats. I don't want Republicans. I don't want anybody to tell me how to live my life, and I don't think you do either. So, but that said, he's an interesting character, and he does things that are worth talking about. And it was disappointing to see him getting banned off of the mainstream social media websites earlier this year, which of course happened right around the time of January 6th, the so-called insurrection, which was, to me, nothing more than an unauthorized tour of the Capitol building.
From what I understand, the FBI orchestrated that.
There's definitely video of the police apparently just letting people in.
Yeah.
So that does make you go, when it comes to what that was really all about.
And that the one security guard running away from the crowds, he looked very, it looked like an act of a run. It wasn't like, you know, this was not tactical sprinting. This was this is just like, look, I'm afraid and I'm running. They're going to get me.
So I had said at the time, like, Trump missed his opportunity. He should have known that the trend was toward deleting people from these big media, big tech websites.
Sure.
I mean, that writing was clearly on the wall. I imagine he felt invincible because he's the president. They would never delete the president. Well, they did. What he should have done, of course, and hindsight's always 20/20, obviously, but he should have created his own website at that time and started using whatever posting ability he had on these other sites to draw attention to his other site, to draw attention to his new site. So he's doing it now, but it's 10 months later, and he announced something called Trump Social. Not Trump Social. Something else social. Truth Social. That's what it was called. Truth Social, and immediately it has faced attack. According to MSNBC, former President Donald Trump and his team declared Wednesday night that they would soon launch a media powerhouse that would help them triumph in their long-running war against big tech. But within hours, pranksters found what appeared to be an unreleased test version of the site and posted a picture of a defecating pig to the Donald J. Trump account. The site called Truth Social has since been pulled offline, evidence that Trump is likely to face a daunting challenge in building an internet business that can stand on its own. Banned by all major social networks after his supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Trump has for months agitated to regain the online megaphone that once blasted his voice around the world. In a presentation released Wednesday by his new media company, Trump Media and Technology Group, his team hailed the new social network as the first tentpole for a new Trump-led media, news, and internet empire that would one day compete with CNN, Disney, and Facebook.
I wonder, A, what about poor Rumble? They just got all big and stuff, and everybody, all the Trumpsters went over to Rumble, right? Or was it Rumble?
Yeah, one of Rumble is a video sharing platform, correct?
Wasn't there some other social networking platform they went over to?
It started with a P. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
There was something last year. It was like, oh, hey, come on over here. We support, quote-unquote, free speech.
Yeah, and everybody went over there.
They got banned from, like, Apple or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. What happens to those networks? Is he just going to leave them high and dry after they've...
He's not on those networks, from what I can tell.
Oh, really?
I don't think Trump has been posting social media posts since January. I don't believe he popped up on any of these other services.
Yeah, I know. My life has been fairly empty. Do you remember last year the memes? How good they? Oh my God, the memes were amazing, amazing. And my other question is the FBI directly hosting
the site,
or are they just like modding it?
Well, it's definitely being hosted in a very piss poor manner. I mean,
it's the FBI,
right? Well, that leads credence to your suggestion that the FBI is actually behind it. I don't know. I think you would think Trump would have done a better job. I mean, the guy's got some money, purportedly. He's got to find somebody that knows what they're doing with this website. Otherwise, it's just going to keep getting targeted like this. This is going to be one of the most targeted sites.
Absolutely.
For hack, defacing, takedowns, database extraction, whatever kind of attacks that these guys can do on this site, they're going to do it. According to the story here at MSN, the site's early hours revealed lax security, rehashed features, and a flurry of bizarre design decisions. An open sign-up page allowed anyone to use the site shortly after it was revealed, sparking the creation of the Donald J. Trump account. So, on the test site, no one had made...
Donald Trump account?
No one had made the at Donald J. Trump or whatever, so somebody else did, and posted a pig icon to it. The Washington Post reporter was able to register and post under the account name Mike Pence without any stops in place. New signups were blocked shortly thereafter. The Trump Media Technology Group spokesperson did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The site looks almost entirely like a Twitter clone. A user can post what are called truths. So on Twitter, it's a tweet. On our Mastodon server, they're called toots. And over on Trump's site, there are truths, which are like tweets, or retruths, which are retweets. There's also a news feed called the Truth Feed, a notification system so users can know who interacts with their truths, the social network's App Store profile states. I do wonder, I was literally just asking my head, I was like, did Trump actually make a new social media system, or are they using Mastodon? They are using Mastodon.
Huh. Yeah.
So good for Trump on that case, because that's a good move. Mastodon is a nice quality piece of software. We use it over at social.freetalklive.com. So if you want to see what Mastodon is like, you can go to our social site. Gab, which a lot of users may have heard of, that was sort of like the alt-right alternative website, even though it purports not to be. It's attracted a ton of right-wingers. Gab switched. They weren't originally a Mastodon site, but they switched to Mastodon a couple years ago, and there was all this hubbub from the Mastodon creators because, the people who made Mastodon are based in, like, France and Germany.
Oh, they're leftists. They're Russia.
There may be a Russian contributor to it. I don't know. But
aren't they anarchists?
If they're anarchists, they're quote-unquote anarchists, would be maybe ANCOMs or something like that. They were not happy with Gab taking their software. But it's open source,
that's,
do that.
That's the whole purpose
of it. That's the whole point. And so I'm sure they're not going to be happy about Trump's thing going on. But we can talk more about this here. And, what is Mastodon? It's an open source system, so anybody can use it. Anybody can modify it, too. You can anything that's open source, you can download it. If you've got somebody that knows how to program, you send that over to them, and they can do all kinds of custom tweaking.
Make a copy.
Make it look however they want to. So, indeed, they actually talked to the Mastodon founder And we'll see what he had to say about this, because, again, he's no friend to people on the right. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in addition, coming up, the backlog of ships off the California coast, it's now at a record level. So it hasn't gone down since they went.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Phones are open here. If you want to join us, the number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the new Trump website that apparently has already been targeted for hacking. The site's up right now. It's called truthsocial.com. And there's like one of those sort of, hey, you know, let me on the waiting list, sign up things. You don't get to actually join the site. But apparently there was somebody found a secret URL. And, you know, I don't know how they do these things, right? But they did.
People got a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah, and these guys are experts, a lot of these guys. They know these systems and how they work. So they found, like, a back-end sign-up. They went ahead and signed up. Somebody created the username Donald J. Trump and then proceeded to post some sort of offensive pig photo or something to the profile, which resulted in them blocking sign-ups and taking the site down. Now, apparently the site is back up. It was stated in the media yesterday, I think, that they're planning on launching this thing sometime next month. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to watch this develop. The leftist media is upset about this, including one of the Mastodon founders. So, again, Mastodon is an open source social media site that is designed to be like Twitter. So if you've ever been on Twitter, you know that you can... You know, you can tag people with a little at symbol. You type their username, and then they're tagged in the post. Or you can do a hashtag, which, you know, some sort of word that you want people to easily search or whatever. So it has those two main features, and otherwise it, you know, it's got the retweet feature, which they call retweet over on Mastodon. And it's a fine piece of software. That's why we decided to go with it last year when we launched. Was it last year? I guess early this year, maybe. Yeah, I think it was early this year when we launched the Free Talk Live social site. Which you can go to social.freetalklive.com and you can create your own account there. And by the way, Mastodon is a federated system. And what that means is it's kind of decentralized. It's still centralized in that there's a server somewhere in Iraq running our software that can be taken down or could go down or we could shut it down, right? Like, so if we shut the server down, your account's gone. Although you can download all your account information and then you could upload that somewhere else. So you can still have control over the things that you post, which is a nice thing. But it's decentralized in that anyone can run this software. If they got, you know, if you know how to run a, like a Linux server or whatever, I'm not the right person to do that. You probably aren't either, Matt.
Nope.
But we know people who are. And, you know, as long as you got the chops, you can run one of these servers. So there are thousands of Mastodon servers on the Internet as we speak.
Many it's probably not all that hard. I mean, if you YouTubed it, you could probably figure out how to do it.
Well, I mean, obviously you can take tutorials online as far as how to administer servers. But if you don't know what you're doing, somebody's going to show you, you know, the ropes,
right.
You know, by hacking your site.
Right.
But then again, if you're just some little site that no one knows about, you're not likely to be targeted. Whereas Trump, on the other hand, is one of the most highly likely to be targeted. So check out social.freetalklive.com. And also, I do want you to know about bitcoin.com. So you've probably heard that Bitcoin hit a record all-time high yesterday of close to $67,000. And maybe you're finally ready to take some time and go and learn about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. And I know you want to talk about crypto later, Matt. We'll get to that story about the shifts here in a little bit. But Bitcoin.com, you click Get Started at the top of the page. Then you are presented with lots of introductory information, including a all of 3-minute long introductory video that will teach you the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So it's a great place to get started. If you want, you can dig in further than just that one video. You can watch more than one. There are several options there for you. But get started, because cryptocurrency isn't going away. It's going to become...
Well, they're going to ban it, and then it'll just cease to exist, though.
Yeah... crypto don't like being banned.
It doesn't. Wait, oh wait, yeah, right, okay, that's going to do absolutely nothing.
It could make life a little more difficult, but it's certainly not going to go away.
It'll just push things
underground.
More underground.
This technology is not going away. I mean, China has attempted to ban it, and again, it just means that it's going to be hard to openly say you accept crypto. You won't be able to easily hang out your shingles, so to speak.
Yeah, I think what they're saying is anybody who's running a miner is acting as a broker.
Now you're talking about the United States and what their
infrastructure
bill. The proposals. And now we did discuss that briefly last night. But check out Bitcoin.com, and you can learn more about it there. Plus, if you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got those too over at news.bitcoin.com. So we're just kind of talking about the Trump social website. It's actually called Truth Social. And, of course, as you might expect, the mainstream media is trying their best to skewer this site. Not only are they reporting on the defacing of the website, they're also reporting that its terms of service are contradictory to its supposed, you know, purpose. The purpose of the site is truth, right? To allow people to express their truth. They're saying that the terms of service are not aligned with that. We can
what
look
do
at
they
that.
Say?
Well, we can look at that here, but I want to see what the Mastodon founder has to say. We're sharing a story from MSN about the defacing of this website. Again, some hackers found a back-end way of getting into the site, even though it's not technically open. They found an opening, and they went in there, created a Donald J. Trump account, and posted a pig photo to the account. And then the site was shut down, and they did take it offline completely, apparently. But the founder of Mastodon, this open-source software, Eugen Rokcho, told the Post Thursday Trump's site may violate Mastodon's licensing rules, which require developers to share any modifications and link to the original source code.
Oh.
Rokcho says he's contacted the company's legal counsel to make a determination. Mastodon would not be able to take the site down in case of a violation, he said, because users can host the software on their own servers. Quote, such independence is one of the selling points of the platform, he said, but continued saying it's not an independence from the law, so avenues to take action still exist through legal proceedings.
Sounds like the Mastodon guy built in something to take down people he doesn't like.
Yeah, and that's disappointing.
Yeah,
you know, it is an indicator that the people who are behind Mastodon aren't really in favor of free speech.
Right.
Now, I understand there are these things, and, you know, if Chris was here, our Friday night co-host, I'm sure he'd be able to tell us a little bit more about this, because he's like the free software guru.
Yes.
He's all into
this
stuff.
He's a genius when it comes to that.
Yeah, and a lot of these free software packages, they do have licensing terms. But on the other hand, Trump certainly didn't sign them, right? Like, when you you install a piece of software, there's those terms of service. Have you ever read them?
No. But, I mean, by clicking yes, you have.
You do, in theory.
I mean, and if you want to, I honestly think that this guy, even though he might be building in some scumbaggery into his terms of service, mm-hmm. I think that those are the terms of service. If you agree to them, you agree to them. And a few years ago.
Do you think that?
Absolutely, because they could say the same thing about BIPCOT NoGov, the BIPCOT license.
Well, we can talk about what that is, but the thing is, with these terms of service, a lot of them, including Trump's terms, because I actually was reading them last night. I pulled it up because I was thinking, okay, well, you know, what sort of nasty stuff is in this Trump user agreement? And okay. So I wanted to go and look through it. And we'll talk about it coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. The thing is, a lot of these terms of service, they're sort of unilateral. And what I mean by that is, a lot of them say, point number one, we can change these terms of service at any time, and it's your responsibility to notice.
And they do, and you get a notice, and nobody goes to read that either.
Yeah, and sometimes they don't even have to give you a notice. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Progress is being made regarding negotiations on a reconciliation bill. the White House saying President Biden is committed to delivering for the American people and that the legislation will help make the United States more competitive worldwide. As part of that budget reconciliation bill, President Biden is looking to hire more IRS agents to report annually on bank accounts with deposits and withdrawals more than $10,000. Louisiana Republican Congressman and House Minority Whip Steve Scalise says Americans do not want this.
That's not economic development. That's not infrastructure. That's a frightening big government socialist push that people don't want.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the FBI confirms the remains they found in Florida are Brian Laundrie. This is USA Radio News. The CDC has their eyes on your onions.
Most of the onions Americans buy for their salads and to cook with come from Mexico, where there's a contamination concern concerning salmonella. The CDC issuing a food safety alert saying that over 650 people have become infected with a strain of salmonella in 37 states, and that was actually as of a few days ago. This alert includes red, white, and yellow onions distributed by ProSource Incorporated. The onions can last up to 3 months in storage, so you might still have some even if you think you don't. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Arizona State University police want those who confronted Senator Kyrsten Sinema in a bathroom to be charged. Four people with a radical immigration reform group interrupted a class the Democratic senator was teaching, then followed her into the hallway and into a bathroom where they continued filming. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, open phones. If you want to join us here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the recent, not really launch, but announcement, I guess, of the new Trump website, the Trump social media site, which is not called Trump Social, surprisingly. They called it Truth.
I am actually really surprised they didn't call it Trump Social. Yeah. The ego on that guy,
it must have taken,
run to that.
Yeah, it must have taken a lot for him to resist the temptation.
I bet there were a lot of meetings about talking him out of that.
So they apparently got hacked. There's actually a story over the Daily Dot about exactly, or you know, in some level of detail about exactly how that happened. How did the hacker manage to get into the site and create an account called Donald J. Trump and then post a pig photograph to it, which resulted in a shutdown completely of this sort of secretive access to the site. But what we've actually been talking about here is the sort of the back end guts of this. What is it? It's a Mastodon server. And Mastodon is, I don't think I fully explained this, Mastodon is decentralized and it is federated, which means that the thousands of Mastodon servers out there, and we run one of them called social.freetalklive.com, are connected together unless they choose not to be. So what happened when Gab... this sort of right-wing, alt-right, alternative social media site that kind of made a splash a few years back, kind of like right around the beginning of Trump, I think, is when Gab kind of was getting into the news. When they went to Mastodon, a bunch of Mastodon servers threw up their collective hands in disgust and disconnected. So they disfederated from the Gab server. And as Eagle Die Flesh Curse on our DLive chat says, when Gab switched to Mastodon, the developers had an SJW meltdown. Major instances and apps blocked Gab. And that's actually a good thing. That's the beauties of the Mastodon platform is, hey, if there's somebody out there running a Mastodon server and you think they're bad news, you don't want them to be connected to you, just disconnect from them. And then what that does is it makes it so your listeners, or rather your users on the server that you're running, they can't search for, you know, Donald Trump and find the Donald Trump account if you've disfederated your server from that other server.
Mm.
And so I think by default, as I understand it, Mastodon is all connected. So when you start a Mastodon server, you're connected to all the rest of them. But if they find out about you and they don't like you, they can say, hey, we don't want to talk to those people, and just disconnect.
Huh.
So that should be all that they should be able to do. But instead, the founder or one of the founders of Mastodon is now saying they might sue Donald Trump over this new website that he's launched, which is using the Mastodon software, claiming that it has violated the company's licensing rules. So, and, you know, are they going to be able to make any money off of this? Or, you know, what is the potential punishment here? What would it cost Mastodon, which is, I can't imagine they're just raking in the dough over at Mastodon. It's just an open source project. I mean, I'm sure they get donations from some people, but they probably don't have, like, significant revenue. They don't have advertisers or anything like that. So can they even afford the attorneys to bring this case and go up against Donald Trump? It'll be interesting to see how it shakes out if they end up doing anything. But we ended up talking about just terms of service in general. And let me read to you. I don't like reading terms of service, but this is just one paragraph to give you an idea. Two sentences, basically.
This is the Donald Trump Mastodon.
Yeah, this is from the Donald Trump TruthSocial.com terms of service. And this is what you will find in a lot if you actually were to read your cell phone agreement or, you know, you fill in the blank, one of these major corporate terms of service. You'll find a lot of them say things like this. We will alert you about any changes by updating the last updated date of these terms of service, and you waive any right to receive specific notice of each such change. It is your responsibility to periodically review these terms of service to stay informed of updates. You will be subject to and will be deemed to have been made aware of and to have accepted the changes in any revised terms of service by your continued use of the site after the date such revised terms of service are posted. Did you follow that?
It's shady. They're basically saying they can alter or edit the terms of service anytime. Sure, probably go read it and find out that it happened.
That's correct, yeah.
And you can only find out that it happened because it'll be different from the last time you read it.
Correct. But they'll change the date so you can know that there's been changes.
Oh, that's pleasant.
And what changes there'll be, well, I don't know, because they're not going to, like, highlight them or anything like that. So you know how long these things tend to be.
Update to the terms of service. We're also sharing this with the NSA now.
Yeah, well, of course, everything's going to be, you know, NSA is going to ingest this whole thing. But the point being, this isn't uncommon. Like, you know, you can make fun of the Trump site for having this term, but I guarantee you, you will find very similar terms in a ton of
sure.
corporate terms of service.
Sure.
Now, some of them will say, we'll give you notice. Like, we'll send you an email or something, and every now and then you'll see that. Like,
yep.
An email will come in saying, we've updated our terms of service. If you keep using our service, you agree to the, you know, the continued terms. Which isn't the same thing as, like, you know, I mean, at least when you're presented with the terms of service and you have an OK button, somebody had to click that OK button before they could get into the thing. But after the fact, am I obligated to read every damn email coming into my inbox? I can tell you I don't.
You can't.
You can't. You might not even get it. It might even slip into your spam folder, even
right.
if you had the intention. Like, all right, I'm going to read every single terms of service update as soon as they email me about it. Well, oops, they've been going into your spam folder. You didn't know about it, and although they've changed all the terms on you. So how is any of this legit? How are any I mean, even if you could argue that the first terms of service was okay, where you know, had to click okay, the rest of them, I don't agree. I don't think these are legitimate agreements.
It's legit because it's a term of service. If you don't like that they're moving the goalposts constantly without telling you, then you shouldn't do business with them in the first place at all.
I don't disagree that you know, in theory, shouldn't do those things. But I'm telling you, you can't find terms of services that are like, okay, this is it. This is the way it's always going to be. They all have the ability to modify themselves, and it's unilateral. You don't get to negotiate them. You don't get to say, oh, no. You don't get to change my terms. I'm going to agree to this set of terms. And then if you want, we can renegotiate later. No, it's always, we can just update them.
Paragraph 3 in Section 4 is a little wordy.
Well, in theory, you should be able to do that to a real contract, right? Because part of contract negotiation is negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't remember offhand. There's like 4 or 5 elements to every contract. There's like offer, there's
acceptance,
consideration, and there's acceptance, and there's like, you know, a few different. There's a couple others we're not thinking of, but you don't get that with terms of service.
No.
It's like here's what we offer to you, take it or leave it. And that's not. I'm not saying that's illegitimate as far as hey, we got a thing. You want a thing? You got to agree to this in order to get our thing. But it's not a real contract. And it shouldn't have the enforceability of a real contract, is all I'm saying.
It's just a unilateral contract. It's one-sided.
I don't believe that's a real contract.
And hit send.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that's a real contract. It's a terms of service, but it's not a contract. And it shouldn't be treated like a contract, which is what I mean is this Mastodon guy shouldn't be able to sue over Trump doing this.
Wonder if there's any lawyers in the audience listening who could tell us if the terms of service is actually a contract. It's got to be. I would think it is.
Well, in the case of Mastodon, he uses the term licensing agreement, which is a little bit of a different term, word than terms of service. And again, it's one of those things. It's like, okay, well, if some programmer clicks an OK button on the licensing agreement who Trump hired to do a thing, does that obligate the entire organization to the licensing agreement, or is it just this one programmer who, I mean, he read the thing, maybe, but does Trump know what's going on, or does the manager know? There's just so much that's disconnected from this whole process.
Yeah, kind of like the Constitution, like who signed it?
Exactly.
I don't know.
Right. How did those people signing the Constitution hundreds of years ago
for me
obligate anyone who's alive today?
Yeah.
So a lot of this stuff just doesn't make sense. I think that if you violate terms of service, the most that should be able to happen to you, and generally this is the most that ever happens, is they just, they just disserve you. You're out. They delete your account. You're done. And that should be all that should come. If you violate the licensing terms of this agreement, I don't think they should be able to collect any kind of money or anything like that. What are they going to do? It's open source software. They can stamp. I think they can stamp their feet. But should they be able to get hundreds of thousands of dollars? You can weigh in here if you want. 603-283-6160. More about the Trump social media site getting...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. The number, 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. That is the point here of the program. We've been talking about the new Donald Trump website, which I'm actually really surprised. We suggested this earlier this year that they should use Mastodon, and they did. They're using the Mastodon system, which we've got installed over at social.freetalklive.com. But apparently they didn't do a very good job in setting up security on their site because it already got entered without permission. And somebody created a Donald J. Trump account on the site and uploaded a photo of an image of a pig to the profile. There wasn't like an actual hacking of the site's internals or anything from what I've heard.
With the amount of hatred Donald Trump has, the level of cybersecurity necessary to protect that site,
it's going to be top level.
Incomprehensible.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to watch this develop, and I'm actually really happy that it's Mastodon because, like I said, I don't care about, you know, Trump as far as his politics are concerned, but he's entertaining, and so I would hit the follow button on a Trump Mastodon account, and that in theory, unless they have done something to break the federation of this particular site, because as I was explaining before, Mastodon is federated, which means that by default, you're connected to all the thousands of other Mastodon sites unless they decide to opt out from being connected to you, and I'm sure some of them will.
Sure.
But I'm not going to opt out of that, so I want people to be able to follow whoever they want on Mastodon. So we'll see how that pans out. Again, the site's not officially open yet. They're taking, you know, they want an email list, basically, so they're taking on, a list of folks who want to learn more and get signed up over at their website, Trump. I keep saying Trump Social. It's truthsocial.com. But I want to continue here with the story. And again, if you want to join us, the number 603-283-6160, this story from MSN.com. They are saying that the Trump social media site seems to be aimed to be the politically incorrect safe space he had promised that Trump's son Donald Trump Jr. promoted the social network on Fox News Wednesday night, saying it's the platform for everyone to express their feelings, would be in beta testing for the next few weeks, and would launch fully in the first quarter of 2022. social network's rollout bears little resemblance to the caustic, attack-filled attitude that defined Trump's years on social media. Truth Social's listing on Apple's App Store said the site will have a place for families with varied opinions to, quote, come together and have an amazing time and share their viewpoints of the world, unquote. The company boasted the site will showcase basic features that have been expected of social networks for nearly a decade, including the ability to create a profile, post news stories, photos, and videos. The site's terms of service, however, list some rules that would hamstring Trump himself. The site will ban, for instance, the excessive use of capital letters, a hallmark of Trump's online screeds. Though the site portrays itself as a refuge for free speech uncensored by big tech, Trump's site will ban any content that would, quote, disparage, tarnish, or otherwise harm, in our opinion, us and or the site, the terms state. Now, like I was saying, I was actually looking through the terms of service because I wanted to see if there would be, like, a bunch of hypocritical stuff in the terms of service last night when I first found out about it. And honestly, I didn't really feel like it was particularly unusual. I didn't feel like it was unusually restrictive or anything like that. Yes, they do have some things in here, but the point about the capital letters, it's in a larger paragraph, and the paragraph says, upload or transmit viruses, Trojan horses, or other material, including excessive use of capital letters and spamming. I think what they mean is somebody who's doing nothing but, you know, posting huge, long posts of just capital letters, right? Like, I don't think they mean one sentence of capital letters. That's my interpretation of that.
I mean, it's still funny because so many of his followers do that. They're always screaming.
I think it's one of those things that is not going to be enforced for the most part on somebody who uses it occasionally, but as the rest of the paragraph says, that interferes with any party's uninterrupted use and enjoyment of the site, or modifies, impairs, disrupts, alters, or interferes with the use, features, functions, operation, or maintenance of the site. So, that's... it's not what the mainstream media is trying to make it look like it is. The line about you can't disparage, tarnish, or otherwise harm us and or the site, I don't know how unusual that one is, because, again, I don't generally read terms of service.
No, that could be common. You know, this whole thing could have been a copy and paste for all I know. I don't read those things.
That's one of the things I'm wondering as well, is how different is this from the Mastodon default terms of service? I don't know. Again, it's who reads these things? But... going on here, they also show the site hopes to benefit from something on which Trump has long criticized big tech, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects companies from legal liability for the content of their users' posts. And I don't think there needs to be the Communications Decency Act. I don't think it should exist, but I also don't think that people should be held liable for the content of their users' posts. So I don't think you should have to have a law that says that people aren't liable. It seems like it's obvious. Like, if somebody says a thing, that's their words. They should be the ones held responsible for that, not the person who gave them a place where they could write some stuff. Trump threatened to veto last year a massive and unrelated bill for military spending unless Congress repealed the longstanding law. The Section 230 says, Section 230... the company is, quote, not responsible for any third-party content posted on, available through, or installed from the site, including its content, accuracy, offensiveness, opinions, or reliability, the site's terms of service state. And then they go on to blather about Trump and Section 230. The number here, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160 is the number. I don't really think there's much else here worth covering from this particular story, but it is interesting that within hours of the announcement of this website, a supposed hacker was able to breach the site, and there's a little bit of detail about exactly how they did that. According to DailyDot.com, the hacker they got the developer's name for the app, which is T Media Tech LLC, like Trump Media Tech LLC. And they were able to utilize a website search engine called Shodan, S-H-O-D-A-N, that locates servers that are exposed to the open internet to track down the company's digital footprint. The hacker was then able to locate numerous web domains as a result, including one that appeared to be running the mobile beta for Truth Social. So again, this isn't supposed to be open. It wasn't supposed to be accessible, but they found it.
They stumbled upon it, yeah. Looking for it.
News of the public website quickly spread across social media after making its way to Canadian hacker Aubrey Kertaner-Cuttle, who was able to set up fake accounts for numerous high-profile individuals, such as QAnon guru Ron Watkins, whoever the hell that is. Given that the mobile beta wasn't yet intended for public use, handles like Real Donald J. Trump and Mike Pence were openly available. The Daily Dot was able to secure the account for Donald Trump, uploading the profile image and banner previously used by Trump on Twitter to showcase the lack of verification protocols. Well, no website has verification protocols. Right. I mean, that's something that Twitter added, I think, later on. Like, oh, we'll give you a blue check mark if you jump through whatever hoops. I don't know what they require for that. But by default, you're not required to verify yourself when you create a Twitter account. So right. There's nothing different there. Truth Social noticed the activity and began not only restricting access to the users who'd signed up, but blocking others from registering their accounts as well. So, you know, was it really a hack as much as it was them just finding the back door?
Yeah.
Basically?
It was open. They just walked in.
That's right. It was obscured, I guess. The back door was obscured, but it wasn't beyond the ability of these people to figure out where it was. So this will be an interesting one to keep an eye on. Matt, are you planning on signing up over on the Trump Media social site?
I don't see why I would. I mean, the memes won't be there. Those days are over, and that's the only reason
Doesn't the right? Isn't the right way better at memeing? I mean, presumably the right will be mostly the people on this website.
I don't think the right is extremely good at memes either. I think most of the dope memes came from libertarians.
Yeah, really? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't run in the right wing circles.
Not just libertarians, but libertarians and the apolitical in general.
I don't run in the right winger circles or whatever, but I just know the meme is that the left can't meme. And so that presumes that means that they're suggesting the right can.
I don't. The left cannot meme. Yeah. The left is horrible at memeing. That doesn't mean that the right is great at memeing.
Wasn't there a meme you wanted to talk about tonight?
Well, yeah. The Peter Schiff. I don't know if you've seen it. The Peter Schiff.
The gold guy. The gold guy.
Yeah. Peter Schiff is the son of the late, great Irwin Schiff.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Irwin Schiff.
Yeah, the great Irwin Schiff, who went to prison in his 80s for advocating tax freedom.
Yep. Yeah.
And he died there.
Yep, and he was a talent. Oh, maybe we should wait.
We're going to continue. Yeah. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join us, and we'll talk about Peter Schiff. Why is he being mean? What's going on with that? Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. And we'll get into, a more serious issue, which is the backlog of ships. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. It was 60 cargo ships at the time off the coast of California. It's a lot more.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission nor more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.